hockey number 7. Only 3 games stand between us and the postseason, and some teams have already punched their ticket. Others are trying to salvage what is left. It's a crisp fall evening for homecoming here in Harbor Beach as the Pirates try and remain perfect as their rivals, the Ubbly Bearcats, make their way east. Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of MHSAA Football on WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. And alongside me, back in the booth, is a true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen to the broadcast.
Thanks, Clark. Gorgeous evening ahead of us here in football and a classic rivalry game just waiting to get started.
After tonight, only 96 minutes remain of the regular season. We've come a long way from the days of sweating in the late summer air to now the home stretch as the trees' leaves start to change colors, the sweatshirts and jackets become more prevalent, and there's a message written in the wind that seems to shout football.
This fall weather definitely reinforces the fact that it is football season and the playoffs are upon us.
Some teams have already secured automatic playoff berths with 6 victories on the season in as many tries. We'll see one of those teams on the field tonight in Harbor Beach, heading to the postseason for the 4th straight season. The other would be the Green Machine, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
Yes, and they will have their hands full this evening with a red-hot Bad Axe Hatchet team.
The other team that is the talk of coffee shops across the region is the Bad Axe Hatchets, currently riding a 4-game winning streak after starting out the season at 0-2. The Hatchets are only 2 games away from clinching a postseason berth, and they have 3 chances to do it.
Yeah, all they need is 2 out of 3, and tonight might be their tallest task of the season with Lakers, but they are, as I mentioned, red hot, and there's no better time than the present to pull off a big upset.
The road to Ford Field is starting to take shape as the foundation is laid. Now we're just waiting for the final layers to form. Tonight we will help formulate the map across the state, and we'll look much more into that as your WLAW Sports pregame show continues. Coming up, we will take a look around the region at other area games, take an in-depth look at Ubbly and Harbor Beach, our media roundtable, that and a whole lot more on WLAW Sports, your home for high school football.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big, national, impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular, but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal. Call us and make an appointment today.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Drive to the shore and save more on a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy truck.
This is Jay Maynard. Just here to let you know we have another great lease on a 2014 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 LT. It's got leather, straight in bed liner, 20-inch wheels, all-terrain tires, auto temperature, dual zone air, heated seats, trailer brake, custom sport package, power seat, rear camera, Bose system. $439 a month for everyone, $397 per month for GM employees and family members. Come see me, Jay Maynard, and let's make a deal.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
It's time to ride into the Polaris Fall Sales Event going on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger Utility Vehicle, and every Polaris Razor Utility Side-by-Side. Now's the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944. Offer valid in U.S. subject to credit approval. Valid on new 2008 to 2014 models. Good through 10/31/14. See dealer for details. ATVs and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
We'll be right back.
joining us on the WLAW Sports Game of the Week, Ubley at Harbor Beach on Sports Radio 102.1 and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Tonight's featured game is presented by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet Buick of Sebwick, Molly Kuhn of Sandusky in Richmond, Rainey's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Agar Valley Services, DS Services Incorporated of Cass City, D&M Cabinet, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Signature Bank, McVay Insurance Agency, Conic Radiator and Air Condition of Bad Axe, Bilikowski of Ameriprise, and K&S Insurance. Sailor and Internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor on their 4G LTE network, the talk of the thumb. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen here with your call tonight. Doing the numbers is our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole. And keeping track of drive analysis and keeping Twitter up to date is our Director of Media Relations and Social Media, Kayla Carson. It's good to have the whole gang back together tonight, as it's actually been 5 weeks, September 12th, since we've had everyone here back in the booth at the same time.
Oh, it does feel good to have all you guys back here. It'll be an excellent performance, I'm sure, on all four of our parts.
Of course, one feature of tonight's coverage of Ubley at Harbor Beach is our Twitter feed with in-game updates, stats, and even photos from the game. You can join in the conversation by following us on Twitter. Simply search for at WLEW Sports and click the follow button. Yesterday, we asked our followers what their predictions would be for tonight's game, Ubley at Harbor Beach. And with more, we check in with our Director of Social Media, Kayla Carson. Kayla, take it away.
All right. Nicole Vollmering tweeted that there will be total domination in all three phases of the game by
three
Harbor
phases.
Beach.
Three phases. All
three.
Right. She knows her football.
And then Christian Selleck said that if he was in Vegas, he would take Ubley only if they had a 39-point advantage.
And, of course, Christian is on Sports Talk 92.1. Anyone else on there, Kayla?
And then a latecomer to the game was Art Withersby with the prediction of Ubley by four.
Ubley by four. Art Withersby taking Ubley by four. All right. Thank you, Kayla Carson, our Director of Social Media. You can join in on the conversation all night long and all season long on Twitter at WLEW Sports. Aside from tonight's coverage of our featured game, Ubley at Harbor Beach, you can listen in on Sunday at 7 p.m. for our new this season football sports show, The Strong Side. Every week throughout the season, Dave Hansen, Paul Adams, and I sit down on Sundays at 7 p.m. to recap the previous week of football and talk with area coaches. It's on Sports Radio 102.1, Sundays at 7 p.m., a one-hour show. And, of course, you can listen worldwide at WLEWSports.com. With a quick look ahead to the postseason play, Mr. Hansen, what do you expect to make it to the playoffs, and who will make a deep run?
Well, Clark, I think there's three teams you think about it, are definitely going to make the playoffs. One right in front of us, Harbor Beach, already sealed their spot. Lakers already in. Cass City looks like a shoe-in to make the playoffs as well. I know they're just 3-3, but three very promising games ahead of them. I think there's one other team that has a decent chance of making the playoffs. The schedule would allow it. They'd have to finish strong. But I think the Bad Axe Hatchets have a very, very good chance of making the playoffs. I think looking at it right now, the way they're playing football the last 4 weeks, you got to think they make the playoffs with six wins.
It's time for a quick break on WLAW Sports. Upon our return, we'll be joined by the sports editor of the Huron Daily Tribune for our media roundtable. Your home for high school football is the WLAW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find every size of rifle, pistol, and shotgun ammunition in stock at the best price anywhere. Check out Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie, Cuddyback, and more. Find a large selection of tree stands, binoculars, range finders, and knives. And Randy's now sells hunting and fishing licenses. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Hey folks, RJ McGarrah here from Moore Motors in Caro. Moore Motors is the largest volume dealership in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties for both Ram and Ford pickup trucks. Come in today to take advantage of our great truck deals. Like this, save over $10,000 on the purchase of the best-selling truck for over 37 years in a row. That's right, save up to $10,289 on a brand new Ford F-150 XLT. If you want to save more on your truck and get more for your trade, come to Moore Motors in Caro and see RJ McGarrah today.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/LinkLife.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list, and close to three decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling and storage needs at highly competitive prices. For more information, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, 872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
Listening to WLW Sports in more ways than ever before. Tune in to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable at WLEW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. To join me today from the Huron Daily Tribune, the Pauper of the Pen, Paul P. Adams in his ever-changing nickname, via the telly, Mike Meisner, associate of WLEW Sports, and of course, Dave Hansen, in-game analysis for WLEW Sports. As the season progresses, we'll be keeping score, and when the time comes, we will deem a Media Roundtable winner. Currently, the score is tied with Paul Adams and Dave Hansen, each with two season victories, but hopefully we'll have seven more games to go. The chances of actually getting a trophy for this year's Media Roundtable winner, promising.
Oh, yes.
Things are improving. We'll see. So how it works, each media representative picks a final score and a brief explanation. The winner is deemed by selecting the correct winner and by having the most accurate point differential. And, of course, if no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, will graciously receive the victory for that week. Unfortunately, that has not happened yet. And since, Paul, you guessed correctly last time for the Lakers-Vassar game, you are up first.
Yes, and that I'm still riding high off of that victory. I was in the office, and I pumped my fist because I knew I beat Hansen, and that is my goal every Friday night. As far as this game goes, I mean, you got two teams heading in opposite directions. Harbor Beach is absolutely rolling. Ubley's, you know, they've put up some points, but, you know, I think they're completely overmatched in this game. I got Harbor Beach winning big time in this one, 48-0.
48-0 for Paul, so a differential of 48. Mike Meisner tells Cafonde is his in. He says Harbor Beach 42-21. So a 21-point differential for Mike Meisner. And Dave Hansen, you have the tee.
Thank you. I'm in similar cahoots with those guys. I do think Harbor Beach eclipses the 40-point scoring
eclipses.
Mark.
Eclipses, nice word.
Thank you.
Nice word.
I've had some slow times at the golf course lately. So anyways, I have Harbor Beach winning as well. I have 46-6. I do have Ubley getting on the board, but just one time. I think Harbor Beach's defense holds down the fort the rest of the way.
And the last time we were here, you got me with that late score against Cass City.
You were pretty high on them scoring, yes. not scoring that week. And I'm going to think Ubley's going to find the end zone tonight once as well. But just once, Mike, if you're out there, just once.
And Dave Hansen, Price is Right, $1. Paul Adams yet again. Paul Adams, the differential, 48. Dave Hansen with 40 and Mike Meisner with 21. And I guess I've got Ubley. So there we go. Now let's flip our page and take a look at around the region here while we have Paul Adams in up here in our booth in the friendly confines of Harbor Beach. We'll start our season out here with Deckerville at North Huron in eight-man football in Kindy, Michigan.
Deckerville took a real bad whooping last week to Lawrence, and this is a bad week to be North Huron. North Huron 1-5. Deckerville's going to win this game big, but I want to say about Lawrence real quick. I'm telling you what, if I'm Peck, Peck was in the crowd last week, take notice, Lawrence is absolutely for real, and that's the team that I think could possibly wrestle the eight-man state championship from the thumb, which it's resided in since the beginning.
And CPS is at Peck tonight. CPS 1-3, Peck 4-0 in the NCTL.
Oh, this is going to be a big win for Peck. CPS is licking their wounds. They just lost to Caseville last week, so I'll look for Peck to roll, setting up that meeting for the NCTL championship next week in Deckerville, Peck at Deckerville.
And a game we were talking about off-air just a moment ago, New Haven Merritt travels to Caseville tonight under the lights. A very winnable game for Caseville.
Absolutely, very winnable game. I talked to Coach Jason Pierce, and he said they really feel good about going into this. They got some momentum last week. Kind of really shocked CPS, and that was the win I think they really needed to put themselves on the board. I think they could continue that tonight and beat New Haven Merritt.
Owen Gage travels to Kingston. Owen Gage in the Mid-Michigan league at 6-0 overall. Kingston in the NCTL at 3-3 and 2-2 in the NCTL.
Yeah, all you need to know about Kingston is that's a team that only lost to Deckerville by 4 points earlier this season. So, you know, their losses are quality losses. Owen Gage is going to get tested tonight. I would think I would think Kingston wins this game pretty handedly.
Now we throw three more men on the field, and we have Brown City traveling to Sandusky tonight. Brown City 2-4, Sandusky 3-3.
Sandusky's my sleeper pick right now. I know they're 3-3. I think they're going to run the table. I think they're going to win this game, run the table, and make the playoffs. I think they could be a surprise team to make the playoffs out of the Greater Thumb East.
I think Sandusky wins this game at home. It might be a close one, but Sandusky wins this one over Brown City at home.
And then we have Marlette at Memphis, down south of I-69.
Yeah, Memphis, I mean, what more can you say? They just got blasted by Ubley last week, got shut out. Marlette, you got to figure they're looking to get back on the winning track, and, you know, they're going to host Harbor Beach next week, but Marlette should win this game really big.
Memphis been trending down since the season started. We thought it was a year for them to rebuild. Apparently, they are going to continue to rebuild. Marlette wins this one.
USA at Vassar. This one could be interesting.
It could be interesting. I want to go back to last week, though, real quick. I think Vassar losing to Cass City, that's a loss that's going to keep Vassar out of the playoffs when you look at their remaining schedule, because they have Frankenmuth in week 9. They're not going to beat Frankenmuth. They should rebound and beat USA tonight. I mean, USA, I mean, they've only got like 15 kids on the team right now.
USA very depleted, very young. Vassar wins at home.
And it's my understanding that USA does not have a JV program this week due to injury. They will be back next week and the remainder of the season. But when you're in that bubble of having a JV program, that kind of so goes your varsity season.
Well, at least they didn't cancel their varsity season like Carroll.
We'll get to that on Sunday. We'll have a full discussion about Carroll High School on Sunday at 7 p.m. on the strong side. And here's an interesting game, Reese at Cass City. Cass City finally got on the winning ways again last week, beating Vassar, and Reese just can't find the bottom of the pool.
I think Cass City saved their season last week. They kind of shocked everybody. I thought that was a kind of a minor upset the way they were going. And now you look at it, they have Reese, USA, and a forfeit win against Carroll. Cass City's going to make the playoffs now. They're going to win this game. You know, Reese just got shut out by Bad Axe. There's no reason to think that Reese has anything that could beat Cass City.
No, we thought maybe Reese, as the season went on, would start to get better, where these younger kids would start to fill into that new program. Not the case. Cass City doing exactly what we thought they would be, just a pain in the side, and they have been that way the whole year, and they're fighting strong. They get win number 4 tonight.
I was looking at my preseason predictions of the Greater Thumb West. I'm pretty much accurate so far, except for we need to flip-flop two teams, Reese and Bad Axe, in opposite spots. And that game tonight decides the Greater Thumb West, Bad Axe and Lakers at Pigeon, at Elkton Laker High School on homecoming.
I got to imagine this is probably the biggest crowd Lakers has seen in maybe 20 years. There's so much buzz around this game, and this is what happens when Bad Axe matters. Everybody starts buzzing again. You know, they're for real. And if Lakers isn't taking this team for real, they're going to lose this game. But with that said, I think this game comes down to defense. And when you look at the points, 4 points against, Baddex just simply has had trouble stopping anybody except for USA and Reese. Lakers is an absolutely great offensive team. Dustin Katie and all the other weapons, Terrence Dews, Mauricio Diaz. You got the freshman, Brendan Wisner. So if you knock out Katie, it doesn't get any easier for you. Baddex can win this game, but they have to be absolutely perfect, get some things to go their way. I'm going to go with the Lakers to win this game.
This might be probably the most interesting and best game we're going to see this weekend. And looking at that and taking a little bit of what you said, Paul, I'm in agreement with you in this. Lakers has multiple guys that can perform and beat you each and every Friday. Baddex has one guy. Okay.
Nobody's been able to stop him.
He is the real deal. He's a stud. He needs some help. The defense has played better. They have a good chance of winning this game. But Lakers at home, homecoming. I still think Lakers wins this one, but it's a lot closer than I think people really think it's going to be.
And one thing we did hear on the non-active roster this week, Terrence Tubbs for Lakers.
You know, I didn't know that. Terrence Tubbs is their big. When you need a yard, he's going to get you 2 yard back, and that really does hurt their offensive plans just a little bit. But I still think when you look at, I think Mauricio Diaz has really been running much better lately. Seth Bowles has gotten back into action. You can always find something for Brendan Wisner, role for him that doesn't have to be quarterback. I still think there's just too many weapons. And like you said, Dave, if you're Lakers, you make anybody else but Tommy Morneau beat you. But I do believe this could be a close game.
Well, and I think this is the perfect opportunity to use Brendan Wisner in another sense, in another direction. Get him the ball in different ways because he's shown when he's a quarterback, he could run with the ball, he could throw it if he needed to. We know he can run with the ball was the point of that. He can run the ball out of the backfield. He can catch some passes. I still think Lakers has too many options not to win that game.
Well, we'll wait and see. We'll have updates for you throughout the game on that one, as our friends from Mix 92.1 from Carroll are covering that one, and we will have in-game updates for you as well on Twitter and right here on Sports Radio 102.1. 20 and a half minutes away from kicking off in Harbor Beach, you're tuned to Sports Radio 102.1, your home for high school football.
From the bathroom to the home office, a custom entertainment center, or a fabulous new kitchen, D&M Cabinet Shop has the experience and quality craftsmanship you deserve. They understand your expectations and deliver your dreams. Your home is important. Let D&M Cabinet Shop change dull to exciting. Call D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. Check them out on the web at dnmcabinet.com or stop by the shop at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth.
Big and exciting. Help us cheer on our team, the LD Bearcats. Go Bearcats!
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Drive to the shore and save more on a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy truck.
This is Jay Meaner. Just here to let you know we have another great lease on a 2014 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 LT. It's got leather, straight-in bed liner, 20-inch wheels, all-terrain tires, auto-temperature dual-zone air, heated seats, trailer brake, custom sport package, power seat, rear camera, Bose system. $439 a month for everyone, $397 per month for GM employees and family members. Come see me, Jay Maynard, and let's make a deal.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
your number one Ubley Bearcat sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Tonight's presentation of WLEW Sports is being powered by the blazing speed of Thumb Sailor's 4G LTE network, the talk of the Thumb, now with the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hansen, Doug Cole and Kayla Carson on air tonight here as it's the Ubley Bearcats traveling to the friendly confines of Harbor Beach as it is homecoming here in week number 7 as the crowd is starting to file in after a beautiful night for a parade here, Dave.
Oh, it doesn't get any better. The wind's down. The temperature's not too bad. It could be a lot worse.
Well, the opposing teams tonight for the Harbor Beach Pirates are the Ubley Bearcats. They start a two-game road trip tonight at Harbor Beach, then at Brown City next week. Ubley holds a record of 2-4 currently. Their two victories come from shutting out USA in the second week of the season, which we covered in last week over Memphis, 56-0. The Bearcats head coach is Dave Coffin, holding that position now for 4 seasons with an overall record of 20-15, winning 57% of all games played since 2011. Over the course of the past year, Ubley has lost 22 students enrolled in high school, going from 275 registered with the MHSA to this year, 253. One of those students, now in his second year of high school enrollment, is critical to the Bearcat offense, that sophomore running back, Derek Brown.
Yeah, Derek Brown, he's a stud. Last week against Sandusky, or 2 weeks ago, excuse me, against Sandusky, he carried the ball 15 times, 77 yards, and found the end zone.
Ubley last week took out an improved Memphis squad and got the train back on the tracks with a 56-0 shutout at home. Unfortunately, we were unable to track down any stats from that game, but clearly the offense found its footing, putting up 38 points more than its average going into that game.
Yeah, Evan Block has filled in nicely for the injured quarterback, Jeffrey Wright. And for those who don't know a lot about Evan Block, he's never really played quarterback, an enthusiastic young kid willing to step up and do his part for his team. Again, very limited experience playing quarterback, has picked up the offense and done a nice job filling in for Coach Kaufman and the Bearcats.
Like Dave mentioned, Ubley was hit hard with the injury plague early in the season, losing junior quarterback Jeffrey Wright for the season. Dominic Rosenthal has missed some time, Sawyer Messing at times, and I'm sure I'm forgetting some. Ubley has had 14 on their active roster for an 11-man game in the past.
Yeah, and I know Freddie Palace, their defensive back, defensive specialist there, has missed some time as well, has been nicked up. Logan Lemke missed a game early in the season. So there's been multiple guys and guys that you are going to hear being called early and often that have missed some time in this game or in previous games as well. But, again, they found a way to win some games. They're a little young and a little beat up, but, again, that shows some of their discipline and their integrity and how they play the game. They do play very well when they get everybody on the field.
Despite injuries and low numbers, Ubley's defense has been strong all season. They have posted 2 shutouts and are giving up an average of only 16 points a game and have not lost a game more than by 2 possessions. 2 of those by 7 points or less.
Oh, you knock them down, they get right back up, Clark. These guys are well coached, and they always, 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 even through the good times and in bad, have had good defenses. And that keeps them in games no matter whether their team is very good or not. They are always in games because of that.
It's time for a short break on your WLAW Sports pregame show. Upon our return, we will inspect the fleet of the Harbor Beach Pirates right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop
by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
WIW Sports is proud to present The Strong Side, all things high school football, every Sunday at 7 p.m. with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Paul Adams throughout the entire season on Sports Radio 102.1. That's Sundays at 7 on Sports Radio 102.1. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla Carson with your call tonight on the WIW Sports Network. The Friends of Jack Sparrow in Harbor Beach enter week number 7 at a perfect 6-0, marking the 10th time since 1980, starting out the season with 6 straight wins. The Pirates currently are perhaps in their greatest era of football program history. Since 2011, Harbor Beach has gone 41-4, or a .911 batting average. They've won 3 league titles, 3 district titles, three district titles, 2 regional titles, and they've made it to the state semifinals twice, and they won the state championship in 2012. The Pirates have been under the direction of head coach Troy Shelkey since 1997, 18 years ago now, with an overall record of 126-61, a .688 average.
Man, that's a lot of hardware, Clark, in the last couple of years, and this program has been worked hard for a long time. A lot of that credit can go to Coach Shelkey. He's been here a long time. He knows what it takes to win. He's got a great offense and defense put in place, and he's enjoying some good times right now.
The story of this season has been offensive and defensive domination. Let's take a look at the firepower first. Harbor Beach averages 45 points a game, thanks in part to a tandem in the backfield, senior quarterback Josh Shelkey and senior running back Austin Seltz.
Well, starting with Josh Shelkey, last week alone, he rushed on 8 carries for 121 yards and 2 touchdowns, and he had only 2 completions through the air on 3 attempts, but they went for 79 yards in both completions, went for touchdowns. Austin Seltz last week against Brown City had 8 carries for 51 yards and a score and caught both touchdown passes.
With Seltz finding the end zone once as part of his 51 rushing yards, that is now his 10th rushing touchdown in just 4 games. But that's not the only size caliber weapon the Pirates have. Brandon Puff has been dragging defenders with him all season long.
Oh, Brandon Puff quietly having a very nice year against Memphis. He just had 4 carries, but 29 yards, scored twice, averaged just over 7 yards per carry against Cass City. He had 13 carries, 47 yards, scored 2 times, averaged 3.5 yards a carry. And against Vassar, he had 7 carries for 28 yards, averaging just over 4 yards a carry on the season.
Now for the anti-aircraft abilities of Harbor Beach. The Pirates are giving up an average of a mere 3 points. That's right, 3 points a game, which includes 3 shutouts, and no team has scored more than a touchdown. In the 3 touchdowns they've allowed all season, no one has converted on the 2-point conversion. Brown City came out and scored first last week to make it 6-0 Brown City, but then the Pirates rattled off 42 unanswered points and blanked the Green Devils the last 44 minutes of the game. In fact, Dave, it was overheard on the Brown City sideline, this quote, and I quote, "I fear all we have done is to awaken a sleeping giant and fill him with a terrible resolve."
And that could be the case against Harbor Beach often, Clark, but let's not mistake it. As many points as they score in a game, their strength is on defense. They know what's coming. They're very fast. They make tackles. They force turnovers. They do everything they're supposed to do. And I got to nail one guy, their emotional leader on defense. When they get things going, Austin Ginther usually makes a big play. And when he makes big plays, the rest of the team feeds off his energy. And let's put it this way. They have very little weakness on defense and a lot of strengths.
There's more to come with kickoff only 8 minutes away. You're listening to the WLAW Sports Game of the Week. Ubley at Harbor Beach on the WLAW Sports Network.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
Listen to the WLAW Sports in more ways than ever before. Tune into Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Or listen live worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Or if you're in downtown Bad Axe, just hang out on the main road and you'll be able to hear it over the speakers. Clark Ramsey and Dave Hanson with your call tonight on the WLAW Sports Network. As the clouds travel, only 17 miles separate Ubley and Harbor Beach High Schools, north by northeast, but it seems like a whole lot more than that. But as the Thompson Chevrolet truck travels 21.4 miles via M19 and 142, Dave Hanson knows the roads quite well. Ubley and Harbor Beach have played each other every year since 1952, with the exception of 4 years, 1963 through 1967. Could have been something against Lyndon B. Johnson, not sure. The Pirates lead the all-time series, though, 39-19, somewhere in there, but the average score is within a touchdown. Harbor Beach 22, Ubley 15 by average. Harbor Beach has 232 students enrolled in high school according to the MHSAA, while the halls of Ubley High School roam with 253, so plus 21 for UHS. Going by the numbers now, Harbor Beach is averaging 45.1 points per game, and Ubley is tallying 24.6, a 20.5 advantage for the Pirates on offense. On defense, the Bearcats are limiting opponents to 16.3, however, the other orange and black, 3. So, according to our friends at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department, Harbor Beach is a 33.8 favorite. Las Vegas concurs they have the Pirates and a spread of 34.5. Being so close to Lake Huron tonight, only 5 blocks from the world's third largest freshwater lake, I came across some interesting findings last night, Dave. Late. I got to that weird part of the internet again. And as many know, we are experiencing higher water levels this year on Lake Huron. But what's very interesting is typically we see our peak water level in July and August. I'm getting to a point here, Dave. However, this year, we have seen water levels continue to rise since then, and we are currently 19 inches higher than last year at this time. This is only the fifth time in 155 years that our high water mark will be taken in the month of October. In fact, last weekend's big rainstorm that practically covered the entire Great Lakes Basin, and I was stuck in at East Lansing at Michigan State for 12 straight hours outside, well, it ended up raising the lake over an inch, 1.3 inches to be exact. So, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question in a roundabout way. When Lake Huron and Lake Michigan in the same basin goes up 1.3 inches, how many gallons of water does that represent?
Oh, that's an easy one. I do not have a clue. I don't even know where to begin to guess. I don't even know where to start. I can't even phone a friend.
well, I don't blame you on that one because this is an absolutely bizarre number.
Yes, it's got to be.
When the lake goes up 1.3 inches, that stands for 1 trillion. Trillion as in the national deficit. 1 trillion, 40 billion gallons of water. 1 trillion, 40 billion gallons of water. That's enough water to fill 52 million standard-sized swimming pools, or the equivalent of 1.5 million Olympic-sized swimming pools.
I probably did know that answer somewhere.
All right. And as a bonus question, Dave, this is right up your alley. You should know this one off the back of you, just top of your head. How many swimming pools are there in the United States?
Another guess. I have no idea.
Well, roughly 8.5 million swimming pools. And if you do the math, that's one pool for every 37 Americans nationwide.
Oh, that's not a bad
there
ratio.
There you go.
Hey, that's all right.
First,
I did not know that. You got me this
first
week.
First world problems.
Yes. No
we
kidding.
Are 90 seconds away from starting the festivities here in Harbor Beach, Michigan. Current conditions in Harbor Beach, Michigan are 47 degrees with partly cloudy skies. They're calling for a 10% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the north at 2 miles per hour and gusting up to 7. Visibility is at 10 miles. Barometric pressure is at 30.13 inches, and the dew point is at 36. It feels like it's 47 degrees out. The humidity is at 66%. Sunset is at 6:55. That was 3 minutes ago, and we are currently in a waning gibbous moon phase.
Oh, that's absolutely my favorite.
So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. Sunrise this morning was at 7:39. Sunset was at 6:55, making for 11 hours and 16 minutes of daylight. It just keeps going, dwindling and dwindling every single time. Right now, we're going to listen in to the Marching Pirates with our national anthem. Beautiful night for football here in Harbor Beach, Michigan. It's the Ubley Bearcats taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates. Ubley at 2-4, Harbor Beach at 6-0. Dave Hansen, final thoughts before starting.
Oh, I think we have perfect weather for football tonight. No excuses for either team. We got a banged up Ubley team looking to get things back on track. Harbor Beach been flawless so far through 6 weeks, looking to make it a seventh week. Gotta like Harbor Beach's odds tonight. But anything's possible in high school football, and with a rivalry that goes as far back as Harbor Beach and Ubley, anything's possible.
As the Harbor Beach Pirates take their way onto the field in their black uniforms, white helmets, white lettering, orange outline with the small Pirates above the numbers, and skull and crossbones on their sleeves. I'll be coming out in the black pants, white jerseys with orange and black stripes on their shoulders, a black helmet with the U on the side. A beautiful night for football here. 12 minutes are on the clock. Your officials tonight, our referee is Dale Sneller. Umpire is Phil Block. Linesman Keith Rockwood. Line judge Brent Poblosik. And back judge is John Turner. Any idea on the coin toss? I did not see it here. Harbor Beach won the toss, and I'm going to guess they elected to defer as they come out, and they're going to be kicking this one off. Number 22 is Mitch Hearn is your kicker for this Harbor Beach squad. He's a 6'2" senior, weighs 166 pounds, and he also plays cornerback and wide receiver. Back for Ubley, number 23, Roman Welton. He's at the 15-yard line, and back at about the 8-yard line is number 20, Derek Brown. That sophomore, 5'8", 160, running back, a man who almost does it all, and he has to with due to the small numbers here, as Ubley has 15 on their active roster tonight. Mitch Hearn kicking off right to left across your radio in the friendly confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan. Mitch Hearn's kick comes down at the 20-yard line, takes a Harbor Beach bounce, and actually goes right out of bounds. This can be an illegal procedure against the Pirates as the flag flies, and it's actually a pink flag tonight.
I like that.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month here. It matches your tie, Dave, actually.
I think it's very appropriate, don't you?
Indeed it is. I meant to compliment you on that tie all night tonight.
I apologize that you didn't get the email memo I sent you, but maybe next week.
You email? First and 10 for the Ubley Bearcats at their own 35-yard line due to that flag for the Harbor Beach Pirates, the legal procedure on the kickoff. First and 10, left to right across your radio. Ubley coming out on offense. T formation. Excuse me, not a T formation. Yeah, it is T formation. Can't apparently tell a formation for the life of me tonight as we have a receiver wide to the left, and now we have a man in motion to the left. That's Anthony Sweeney and the slot. It's a handoff right up the middle. Number 20, Derek Brown, gets the handoff. Not much going there, maybe a yard. Brought down by number 76 for Harbor Beach. That's Adam Swartz. He plays nose guard on this defense for Harbor Beach.
Yeah, and he weighs in at 280 pounds, stands 6'1". He is one of the main walls that plays defensive line for Harbor Beach. Got to get that guy moved out of the way or run around him, because otherwise you're not going anywhere.
Evan Block typically plays tight end. He has moved to the quarterback position with Jeffrey Wright out for the season. He's under center, three men behind him in the tee. Second and 9 from the 36-yard line, 11-20 here in the first. It's a handoff right at the middle, and Ubley finds some running room. They get close to the first down sticks. That's number 23, Roman Welton, with the carry. On the bottom of that pile is number 10 for Harbor Beach, Josh Shelke. He plays safety, and he had to come up and make the stop. They are shy of the first down, I'd say about 2 inches. That's right, I have really good eyesight up here. I go see Doc Messing in Bad Axe. And actually, nope, apparently I need glasses. First down.
It's been a while since your last appointment, I'm assuming.
It has indeed. And it's a first down for the Ubley Bearcats, and they're moving the ball out to the 45. 10 yards of offense so far for the Ubley Bearcats off of 2 plays. And here come the Bearcats, left to right across your radio. Block under center, hands off to his third man, comes around right gap, and that's off to number 23, Roman Welton, 5'8", 145 junior. And he's brought down by number 57, Preston Livingston, and number 14, Austin Seltz on the tackle after about a 2-yard gain, maybe 2.5, depending on the spot, out to the 47-yard line, 2nd and 8 now.
At number 81, Jason Gaffke in the area as well. So far, the standard wing T offense mixing it up and bouncing away from Derek Brown so far, going with Roman Welton, so far having some success on the ground.
Same formation, sending number 22 wide to the left. That's Anthony Sweeney. He's at the wing. Two men in the backfield now, and it's a sweep out to the left to number 20. He's trying to get around the edge, and then cut him off is number 22, Mitch Hearn. Out of the bottom of the pile, Derek Brown, the ball carrier, gets out to the 49-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 2 on the play, maybe 1.5 yards. Going to bring up a 3rd and a long 6.
That 2-yard gain was about all Derek Brown could do out of that play. The pitch play to the far side of the field. He couldn't quite get to the corner, number 22, Mitch Hearn, out on that cornerback position, held his ground well and come up with a nice open field tackle on a very athletic and speedy Derek Brown.
Third and 6.5 here, sending two wide to the right. Block is under center, two men in the backfield. Third and long 6, and it's going to be a handoff right up the middle, and Harbor Beach is there to snuff him out. Stopped by number 74, Austin Ginther. I did not see who had that carry, as the numbers are starting to blend in here to the jerseys.
I believe the ball carrier there was Derek Brown.
Derek Brown doing the brunt of the duties here. 5'8", 160 sophomore. It's a gain of about a yard to the 49-yard line. Right in between the 49 and midfield. Brings up fourth down for the Ugly Bearcats on their first drive, as the official now puts it on the hash mark, working off the left hash. They're showing a punt here.
Punt formation, right.
They send a man wide to either way, and Harbor Beach looks like they're ready. And now we have a timeout called by Ubley. They were not ready or set on that one. With 8:28 left in the first quarter, no score. Ubley with the ball facing a fourth down on the WLAW Sports Network.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Drive to the shore and save more on a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy truck.
This is Jay Maynard. Just here to let you know we have another great lease on a 2014 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 LT. It's got leather, straight-in bed liner, 20-inch wheels, all-terrain tires, auto-temperature dual-zone air, heated seats, trailer brake, custom sport package, power seat, rear camera, Bose system. $439 a month for everyone, $397 per month for GM employees and family members. Come see me, Jay Maynard, and let's make a deal.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Ubley is showing punt here after the timeout. And as a high snap goes over the head of number 30, Evan Block, and he picks it up at the 25, and now he's scrambling for it, and now he's going to try and let it off. He does not. And number 57 for Harbor Beach, Preston Livingston, brings him down at the 30-yard line. And not exactly what Ubley was anticipating here, and they gave him a very short field for the Pirates to work with.
Oh, and it goes from bad to worse. They couldn't get set up properly to the way the coaching staff wanted them to boot the punt in the first place. He had to burn a timeout, and then you come back from the timeout and you snap the ball over your punter's head. Evan blocked the punter, got up as far as he could, and it still was over his head. Big loss, and excellent field position now for the Harbor Beach Pirate offense.
The Pirates coming out of the T formation from the Ubley 30-yard line. Hand off to Mitch Hearn. Goes right up the middle down to about the 28-yard line. Brought down by number 71, Scott Shepherd, the tackle, 265 senior. Mitch Hearn out with about a 4-yard gain out to the 26-yard line, according to the spot, brings up 2nd and 6.
Harbor Beach starting out in their version of the wing T offense and going to his third option there. Mitchell Hearn on the far side of the field for a nice short gain to start off on first down.
The Pirates going right to left across your radio in the black uniform, 7.5 to play. It's just a little bit of a low snap. Josh Elge has to pick it up off the ground. And number 88 for Ubley. We do not have an 88 on this roster. We'll figure out that number. Brings him down for a loss of 5 yards on the play. Brings him now 3rd and 11 back of the 31.
And Shelke there just left the snap a little too early. He pulled back without having the ball. It actually bounced back up to him, but the direction he turned around was the opposite of the direction the play was going. The play was supposed to go to the far side, and when the ball dropped, he went to the near side. Nobody there. He just had to drop down.
And now Harbor Beach comes out in the spread formation, facing the 3rd and 11. Shelke rolls to his left, lets this one fly down to the end zone, and it is overthrown, intended for Chris Keys. He had a man open, but overthrew him, and it was actually out of bounds as well. Good coverage by the Ubley Bearcats there, and they actually stop Harbor Beach after a -1 yard on this drive.
And a rollout to the wrong side of a right-handed thrower. He comes to the near side. He had to throw the ball across his body to the corner of the end zone. Brother Chris Keys actually had a step and a half on his defender, would have taken a perfect pass. The ball was just a little bit long on the play, giving it a chance for only his receiver. Harbor Beach going for it now on 4th and 11.
And Shelke staying in the pocket. Has to scramble now as Bisher tries to bring him down. He's scrambling. He's going to run for it. He's down to the 25, to the 20. He's got the first down.
He's got the corner.
To the 5, and he steps out of bounds at the 6-yard line. Josh Shelke takes a broken play from the 31 all the way down to the 6 on 4th down and converts after a 25-yard gain to continue this drive. But we have a flag back at the 28-yard line, and it's going to be a block in the back against Harbor Beach. So that will be a 10-yard foul and walk-off from the spot of the foul. So they will be back at the 38, but it's a repeat 4th down.
Oh, and pretend that play doesn't even happen, but it's too bad. It's the days of Eli Kraft showing there as Shelke steps up into the pocket, tucks it down, looks to throw it downfield, a quick little pump fake. The defenders freeze, and he just tucks it in and shows off some of his speed and burns the edges for a first down. Unfortunately, it was just about to credit the offensive line for a good job, except somebody obviously hit somebody when they could see the back number.
An update from the Lakers-Bannex game. Bannex out to the early lead, 8-0 over Lakers in Lakers.
Wouldn't be a surprise there, Clark, to see the Hatchets steal one there.
So in our game here, scoreless, Ubley and Harbor Beach, zeros here on the board with 6 and some change here left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach now facing a 4th down yet again from Ubley's 39-yard line. The first down marker is at the 20. 3 wide to the left, 2 wide to the right. Shelke in the backfield all by himself in the shotgun. Here's the spread. Pressure coming from Ubley. He gets out of that, lets this one fly, and he overthrows his defender as a pass, his receiver, as a last-ditch effort. And Ubley bringing the pressure. Number 88, Jonathan Bisher, leading the attack there from the defensive end. And we have a turnover downs into Ubley's hands.
Very interesting there, Clark. Dave Kaufman and company, Coach Kaufman, I should say, dials up a blitz on 4th and 21, have no problem with that, except Harbor Beach had 5 wide receivers streaking down the field, and Ubley had 4 defensive backs out there. Shelke just not enough time to pick somebody that was open, and the blitz was successful, got to Shelke, and he simply had to throw it away.
Ubley now first and 10 from their own 38-yard line. Neither team able to get some positive yardage so far. Number 20, Derek Brown with the carry. Stopped by Preston Livingston at the 40-yard line after about a gain of 2. Barely gets out to the 41 according to the spot. Still a gain of 2 on the play. Second and 8 now off the right hash.
Ubley so far modifying the wing T just a little bit, taking that third tailback and putting him on the end of the line, kind of spreading out a little bit, and a quick snap and a quick handoff to the lead guy, Derek Brown, there, right up the heart of the line into the teeth of the Harbor Beach defense, a short gain of 2 yards.
Ubley now with the second possession of the night here at the 41-yard line. Handoff around the left end, number 22 with the carry, Anthony Sweeney, brought down by Dalton Oakey, defensive end. He's that 6'7" defensive end for Harbor Beach. Out to the 42-yard line, a gain of 1, now 3rd and 6 and 7 coming up.
Essentially the same play we just described, except handing it off to the first guy he passes on and gives it to the second guy to take it around the end, and that's exactly what happened, except he ran into the end. Big number 80, Dalton Oakey.
3rd and 7 now from the 42-yard line, right in between the hash marks, left to right across the radio are the Ubley Bearcats. Still scoreless here in Harbor Beach. Block going to pass, rolling to his right, is caught at the 48-yard line. It has the first down by 2 yards. Pass was caught by number 88, Jonathan Bisher, for the 9-yard reception. Tackled by Josh Shelke right at midfield, who tried to strip it away at last bit, but Ford Pryor has had him stopped right at midfield. 1st and 10 for the Bearcats.
Same formation again. 2 tailbacks in the backfield. Play action to both of them. Evan Block rolls to the near side of his field, and the proper way to throw the ball from the right hander, running to his right-hand side, gets to throw on the run and has 3 receivers also coming towards his way to the near sideline. He just picks one of them that cuts open into that zone defense at Harbor Beach, loves to run, finds a seam at the first down marker, sits down, and gets the first down for Ubley. And a run to the near side of the field to number 23, Roman Welton.
Roman Welton getting the action finally here. Tackled by Jason Gaffke, the other defensive end for Harbor Beach, coming off the right end. They get out for a two-yard gain into Harbor Beach territory now at the 48-yard line with 4.5 to play in the first quarter, 2nd and 8.
And the beauty of the wing tee is the formation is exactly the same almost every time, and you can run all sorts of sweeps, dives up the middle, all sorts of running plays. This time they come and counter to the near side of the field. Roman Welton with another short gain for Ubley on first down, 2nd and a long 8 upcoming.
2nd and 8. Two receivers wide to the left for Ubley. Two men in the backfield, power left. Block under center. He's going to keep it for himself around the left tackle, and he dives forward out to the 43-yard line. Tackled by Tyler Vollmering, linebacker, filling in for Devin Lemanski this week, who is on the inactive roster. 3:44 left here in the first quarter. Brings up a 3rd down, 4 yards to go after an Evan Block keeper are trying to come around that left gap.
Ubley sending two receivers to the far side of the field, trying to spread out the Harbor Beach defense. Doesn't work that well. Harbor Beach very comfortable one-on-one in coverage, leaving their corners on an island by themselves. So all those big bodies still stay in the box. A neat little play where Evan Block keeps it himself, and very good discipline by Tyler Vollmering to stay in his spot, not bite on the fake, and wait for the quarterback to come to him.
Working off the right hash to send two wide to the right. It's same exact play. And Block actually fumbles it coming around the left end. And Harbor Beach recovers it. But at the same time, we have a flag flying. It was picked up by number 7, Brandon Puff of Harbor Beach at the 47-yard line. So we will sort this one out for you here. But it does look like Harbor Beach is going to get the possession here after a fumble. And it is...
I think looks like that flag was thrown to mark the spot of the ball. It looks like from here, Clark. I don't see
you're it. Right, absolutely.
Any other penalties on the play. Evan Block a little careless with the football. It gets knocked out, and the always ready to pounce Brandon Puff comes up with the turnover, and Harbor Beach has the football.
So a 3:01 left in the first at the 43-yard line. Harbor Beach takes over, and it's going to be a Josh Schelke keeper tripped up around the left end by number 17, Freddie Palace, and it's going to be a 6-yard pick, actually a 5-yard pickup, 2nd and 5 now from the 48.
It looks like Coach Schelke seen something on that last drive where Schelke broke loose to the end and got some free yardage, a nice gain of 5 yards there as he fakes to Austin Seltz, which of course will make the defense bite, and he keeps it himself to the near side of the field.
And Josh Schelke hands it off to Austin Seltz, gets through the gap, he's up to the first down marker, still on his feet at the 45.
Goodness.
Coming down to the 40 in Ubley territory, dragging his defender all the way down to the 32-yard line, tackled by number 66, Roger Franzel, the tackle for Ubley, and a big gain from the 48-yard line all the way down to the 32-yard line. In Ubley territory, a 20-yard gain for Austin Seltz.
Going right to left across your radio, the run play was supposed to be a run to the top of your radio. He cuts all the way back across the field. He's tackled there the near sideline, and he probably broke 3 to 4 tackles and drug others down the field.
Scoreless here in Harbor Beach. Josh Schelke and the keeper coming out of the spread formation. Sheds one tackle. He's down to the 30, down to the 25, still on his feet at the 20, and moving down, breaking it free of a tackle, and spins out of bounds and forced out of bounds at the 6-yard line, tackled by Cole Majcek, the 6-foot junior on the far sideline. So move the chains yet again from the 32-yard line all the way down to the 7-yard line, a 25-yard pickup for Josh Schelke and the Pirates. Now it's 1st and goal, 7 to go.
Blood in the water for Harbor Beach, finding a weakness. Ubley very tough up front. So far, not having any luck up the middle. And Schelke finding ways to play action and run to the outside.
It's a handoff to Mitch Hearn around the left end. He gets down to about the 2-yard line. Pit stop by number 20, Derek Brown, the running back, and also playing defense there for the Bearcats. Gets down to the 3-yard line, a gain of 4 yards, 2nd and goal from the 3.
And a quick handoff right up the middle. Regular formation for Harbor Beach. Just a quick try and push him back. Ubley responds very well, not getting pushed very far, making it a short gain. Back to the wing tee here coming up for Harbor Beach.
Schelke under center from the 3. Handoff to his 3rd option, Puff. Hits the line and keeps moving, maybe on down to the 1-yard line. A big pile there. Number 71 for Ubley in on the stop as well, Scott Shepard. And on the very bottom of that pile are just more white jerseys coming up. Number 65, he was in there, Cole Majcek. You name it, more than likely, any of these 15 players dressed were in there.
An old-fashioned rugby pile there at the goal line, but it shows the perfect toughness there. The ugly front five, front seven, and Brandon Puff. You know neither one of them want to back down.
Josh Shelke on the keeper gets in the end zone standing up, and Harbor Beach in the fourth. First score of the night. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Josh Shelke from a yard out makes it Harbor Beach 6-0 over the Ugly Bearcats with 38 seconds left in the first quarter.
And if everyone's on the same page, that is a big advantage for the offense as Shelke calling the quarterback keeper. He, a quick snap, nobody around, and again the defense does not have enough time to respond. He beats the snap count and just jumps across the line. The Bad X defenders weren't even moving when that ball was snapped, and Shelke crossed the line of scrimmage. Mitchell Hearn setting up for the extra point. The kick is up and the kick is good. Harbor Beach leads 7-0. 38 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal. Call us and make an appointment today.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.